There are two ways to gauge the impact that the war in Palestine-Israel is happening on Africa. One is just a moral question of Israeli citizens who have committed no crime individually, who have been killed by Hamas, and then the Palestinian population who have been victims of Israeli apartheid system. So as human beings, Africans will feel the pain of both of these. The second one is that Africa has a choice to make. And it seems to be that the continent is divided on this, although the majority argue for liberation of Palestine, such that there are two states, an Israeli state and a sort of a Palestinian state, that live peacefully side by side. The majority of Africans sort of support that. But there are a few regimes in the continent, certainly in West Africa, among the places, who seem to be blind to the injustice that the Palestinian people have suffered for almost 70 years and more. So these are the two ways we can think about this.
Indeed, the opinion is divided in Africa. But the analysts also have said this might impact some militant groups in Africa. For instance, Al-Shabaab killed people in a bombing over the weekend. And another rebel Islamic militant group, ADF, killed people in Uganda, tourists in Uganda, and crossed DR Congo and killed more. How this will impact those militant groups?
I don't think it will have an impact. These were killers in the first place, regardless of what's happening in sort of in Palestine, Israel. And so my sense is that they will continue to do their dirty work where they are able to get away with. But I just don't believe that the crisis in Palestine, Israel, will have any influence on these people one way or the other. So my sense is that they have their own particularistic agenda, and their agenda is terroristic, and that's what they are going to continue to do.
There are conflicts on the continent, some have said, are being forgotten as the Israeli-Hamas war is in the limelight. What's your comment on that?
My response to that as an African is that Africans have to wake up, that we are adults, we are not children. We are not under the colony anymore. And consequently, others are going to meddle into our affairs if we allow them to do so. And so the fundamental question here is, will African leaders, being a member of the Pan-African Parliament myself, I have seen this inside out. If the leadership in our continent or in our particular countries doesn't have the moral fortitude to see that the children of tomorrow's generations are going to be competitive in this world, economically, skill-wise, in terms of trade, in terms of intelligence, in terms of sports, and so on and so forth, and do what it takes to make the preparations for these people and be accountable to them, then it doesn't matter what's happening elsewhere. The Europeans, the Americans, the East Asians will all ignore us and take us for a ride when the opportunity arises.